coming up on episode number 815 by request from Dan in Arkansas. Let's do a cover story tonight for Brian Ferry and Roxy Music, one of those prog rock slash art rock bands from the 70s and early 80s. A lot of songs that you probably didn't realize you knew, and you're going to hear all of them covered, of course, by other performers. It's the Roxy Music cover story, and it's coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who will come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday night. It's Thursday night, November 3rd, 2011. My name is Brian Abbott. Welcome to another Cover Story edition of Coverville. We are bringing you music, covers of Roxy Music and Brian Ferry, covers of and by Roxy Music and Brian Ferry tonight on the show. A lot of great stuff to play for you, and let's jump into it. Probably the biggest hit, one of the biggest hits by Roxy Music was this one. You might have heard me play a Grace Jones cover of it recently on the Grace Jones cover story. Easy for me to say. But let's listen to the version by Hot Rats from their album Turn-Ons from last year. This is such a good album. All covers. And it's by a couple of the guys from Supergrass who, God, I hope we hear something new from them. Either from Supergrass or Hot Rats. Keep it coming, guys. Let's hear it. Here is Love is the Drug by Hot Rats.
Oh, There's a new sensation, a fabulous creation, a danceable solution to teenage revolution.
Can't
Brian Ferry right there with a cover of the Canned Heat's Let's Stick Together. You'll find that on his album Street Life Greatest Hits, which collects all the stuff from both he and Roxy Music. He recorded that way back in 1976, and thought it was a good way to kind of bring him into the episode of covers of his music. We'll hear a lot more from Brian Ferry later on in the show. Before that, you heard the Scissor Sisters. You knew that, right? You recognized that voice immediately. They did that for War Child Presents Heroes, an album tribute album that came out in 2009, a cover of Roxy Music's Do the Strand. That felt like it was right out of the 70s. Same old scene right before that by Cicada. From a 2007 single of the same name, that is Same Old Scene, again, by Cicada. And we start off the set with Hot Rats covering Roxy Music's Love Is the Drug from their 2010 album, Turn-Ons. Again, really hoping we see something new from Hot Rats or Supergrass sometime soon, because they just put out some incredible, incredible stuff. Let's talk a little bit about the sponsor for today's episode, one of the sponsors for today's episode, Audio Engine USA, bridging the gap between audiophile quality speakers and digital audio players. Why Audio Engine? Well, it works with all your music. Easy setup, all the cables are included, free shipping in the continental United States, and you can even get a 30-day audition and a 3-year warranty with your purchase. Let's talk quickly about their newest line of speakers, the Audio Engine 5 Plus. Now, I've talked about the Audio Engine 5s before. Let's talk about the 5 Plus. Adds a few new features, of course, improves some already incredible sound. It's got remote control. That's the big thing, is that instead of having to manually adjust the sound on the front of it, you actually can now adjust the sound from anywhere in the room by using a remote control. Of course, they keep all those same great features like having the inputs and the power pass through in the back, all those great features of the Audio Engine 5s, just with some additional sound quality and the ease of use of remote control. When you're ready to buy, go to their website, audioengineusa.com, and make any purchase there. Use the coupon code COVERTEN, that's COVERTEN. You're going to save 10% off your order, and you're going to get free shipping in the U.S. and all cables included. That's audioengineusa.com. All right, let's start the second set of music here with a cover by Roisin Murphy. This is one that she recorded for EMI on a disc that they sent me with all of their film and TV covers last year. Great collection of stuff. Here is Brian Ferry's Slave to Love, covered by Roisin Murphy. Thank you.
young to reason, too grown up to dream. Now the spring is turning your face to mine. I can hear your laughter, I can see you smile. Slave to love.
It's so Sense of humor when I'm feeling down, and when I come to her when the sun goes down, she takes away my trouble, takes away my grief, takes away my heartache with an act like a thief. She gives me love. I need her in the night.
Crazy Love, covered there by Brian Ferry from the soundtrack to the 1998 John Hughes film, She's Having a Baby. A lot of great covers on there, as a matter of fact. Van Morrison did the original version of that, covered there again by Brian Ferry. Before that, David Gahan from Depeche Mode, covering A Song for Europe by Roxy Music. Now, that comes from a tribute album called Dream Home Heartaches, Remaking, Remodeling Roxy Music. And the person who put that together was Mr. John Taylor of Duran Duran fame, back when he was doing his whole Trust the Process music label. It was right after the second solo or second breakup of Duran Duran, 1997, that he embarked on that solo project. Recorded one of the songs on the album, had a few other people join him. David Gahan right there from Depeche Mode joining him for A Song for Europe. Brian Ferry right before that with a cover of Elvis Presley's Baby I Don't Care from the 1973 all-cover album These Foolish Things. And Slave to Love, starting off that set, Royzen Murphy from EMI's film and TV covers, an album released last year. The second sponsor for today's Coverville is TuneUp. We talked about these guys last year around Christmas time, around the time of the Coverville countdown. TuneUp. So you've got your iTunes library, right? And you look through there and you've got a bunch of those white blank albums with the notes on it. You know what I'm talking about? How as you're listening to your music on your iPod or your iPhone, you don't see album artwork. Or maybe you see unknown artist, unknown album, whatever. Whatever the case may be, and you don't see the information that you want to see there, TuneUp will go and take care of that for you. TuneUp. I want to keep making sure I don't make it sound like their name is Tuna. TuneUp. If you go to Coverville right now, in the show notes for this episode is a link that will get you 20% off your purchase of TuneUp, which will automatically go through, yes, I said automatically, go through your library and clean all that stuff up. If you have a really big library, yeah, may take some extra time. Let it run overnight. Let it do its job. And you can come back in the morning to a fresh, clean iTunes and clean it all up. That's TuneUp. Check it out now over there at coverville.com. Last set of music. Let's start it off here with a cover of a song that another popular one for Roxy Music, More Than This. It's been covered a lot. This is actually my favorite cover of the song, and it's done by 10,000 Maniacs. Now, this is after Natalie Merchant left the band, and they brought in the new female singer to kind of take over. Didn't have quite as unique a voice as Natalie Merchant. Natalie Merchant's voice you recognize anywhere. However, that album, 1997's Love Among the Ruins, really, really good 10,000 Maniacs album. Here is 10,000 Maniacs, or are 10,000 Maniacs, with More Than This.
I could feel
some expression in your eyes. Overtook me by surprise. Where was I? How was I to know? There's a band playing on the radio with the rhythm of rhyming guitars. They're playing, oh yeah, on the radio. Oh, oh, oh. So it came to be a song. So on through all summer long, day and night, drifting to love. Oh, 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 driving you home from a movie show. So in tune to the sounds of my car, there's a band. Separate lives. But where am I? Where can I go? Oh, 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 oh. Driving alone to a movie show. So I turn to the sounds in my car.
You're so hurt, say you lost your faith. That's not where it's at. You had no faith to lose, and you know it. Just for that one moment, I could be here. Yes, I wish that for just one time, you could stand inside my shoes. You'd know what a drag it is to see you.
Ferry from an all Bob Dylan cover album he released back in 2007 entitled Dylan-esque. Really, really good renditions of Dylan songs on that album, and so good. And his voice just keeps getting better and better, you know. He's got such a great vibrato in his voice. So unique. New Standards, right before that, a very minimalist band from Minneapolis. I want to say I think they're from Minneapolis. I know they're from the Minnesota area. John Munson, Chad and Poling, and Steve Rome, bass guitar, xylophone, and piano. Just amazing stuff. John Munson, of course, from Semisonic and Trip Shakespeare, a couple of favorites here in the Coverville household. They did that great cover right there of Oh Yeah on their self-titled album from 2005. They're always working on new stuff. They're touring right now, but hopefully they've got another album in them, and hopefully it's coming out soon. 10,000 Maniacs with their cover of More Than This from the album Love Among the Ruins. Great, great voice on Mary there, who's the woman who took over for Natalie Merchant. Just amazing, and kind of, you know, turned them into a whole new band. You'll find that on their 1997 album, as I mentioned, Love Among the Ruins. And wow, that's it. That's all we got. Start that up. That is going to do it for this edition of Coverville. Thank you so much for tuning in. Email me at coverville@gmail.com. You can call the request line at 206-222-COVER, or you can visit the website coverville.com and post your message in the comments section of this or any other episode. A lot of great stuff coming up in the upcoming weeks. Of course, we've got the Beatles cover story, the Double Shot cover story that we always do on Thanksgiving. Look for that on Thanksgiving. And then the very next day, what is that? November 25th? I have to look at the calendar. November 25th, starting at noon, We're going to do the 24-hour cover marathon. Me, in front of the camera, spinning cover songs for 24 straight hours. We're going to have some guests, we're going to have some giveaways, and we're going to raise some money for Alzheimer's research. Always a great charity to work for. And do work for and get charity for. And of course, you know, some shows until then. Don't worry, I'm not going to disappear until the 24th. We got something coming up Tuesday, got something coming up week from tonight, just as always. So listen for that coming up next week. Until then, this is Brian Emmett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frogpants Studios Ultra Feed. Yes, you can find out more about that by going to frogpants.com. You're going to find some audio programming right there that's so good, it's the drug that you're thinking of.
Audio program so good, it's like you're there!